It is Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris in the Hyundai Texans radio studio with head coach Bill O'Brien, a special visit from the head coach. And, coach, you have a number of guys who are slated to be unrestricted free agents. And how difficult are those decisions to make for the organization?
Yeah, those are, you know, again, those are always tough. You know, these guys have really played hard for us. They've put everything into it. All these guys that are free agents for us this year, you know, they've done everything we've asked them to do. And you know, at the end of the day, we sit down and we say, okay, again, what is best for our team? What is the best thing for our football team? And everything has to be an answer to that question. And that's what we do. And we know that these guys, all of these guys, I believe, would love to be back in Houston. But, you know, that's where the business end of things takes place. And you try to offer a guy what you think, you know, he's worth to your football team. And then you go from there.
With your break, with your vacation, and I'm sure you guys were back while the Super Bowl was going on, but what'd you think about seeing your former team, the Patriots, get the win in the Super Bowl?
Well, I thought it was a great game. You know, I really did. I thought that the fourth quarter of that game was one of the best fourth quarters I've ever seen in a game, and it just happened to be in a Super Bowl. You know, you know, Tommy Brady was 13 for 15 in that fourth quarter, had like a 140 quarterback rating, just an awesome game. And it came down to that play, you know, as far as – you know, on the 1 yard line, and I would like to just say something about that quickly. You know, all of us in this league, I'll just speak for myself. We really do have tremendous respect for Pete Carroll, and people I don't think really understand, unless you're in coaching, all that goes into the decisions of those types of things, and the personnel matchup, and how you practice that situation, and all those things. So, to me, it was a great play by Malcolm Butler and Brandon Browner on that play, and that's basically what it was. And the Patriots did a great job of making that play and winning the Super Bowl.
So, second and goal at the one, Texans in the same situation. We did a little. What would the call be?
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, hopefully someday we're in that situation.
You'd love to
be. We'd love to be in that situation.
Because we're saying, hey, you know who might be in the game. You never. It's a goal line situation.
Well, I think that's the thing, though. Like, you don't people have to understand that in every profession, you know, it's hard to judge what's going on in another profession when you're not in it. You know, in football coaching, there is so much time that goes into the thought process behind a play call. You know, in the NFL – you basically have between 70 to 75 plays, and every play counts. You know, in college, you have sometimes 90 to 100 plays in a game, so there are more plays that are not wasted plays, but plays you can recover from. In the National Football League, you know, you've got to put every thought into every single play call, and you have to be ultimately prepared. And, you know, that was the choice that they made, and for them, that was a good play call. It just wasn't executed as well as the Patriots' defense was executed.